Welcome to the September 23rd National Armed American Radio broadcast. We had a great program, brought it to you live from the WORL News Talk 660 AM studios here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. We had a slight technical glitch. It wound up being very humorous. We hope you enjoy it. The six simple steps for ultra home security, ultra effective home security. Pick up your free copy of this wildly popular free report at freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Learn the six simple steps to keep you and your family and your home safe. Enjoy the national broadcast. We had a great time with it. I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Ooh, we are not on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. Technically, we're never on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. Technically, we're on Peachtree Drive Northwest in downtown Atlanta. But that's okay. Today, we are bringing the program to you nationwide, coast to coast, including parts unknown. Sean, I have to go here.
Yes.
From the beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Today, we are live from the News Talk 660 AM WORL Orlando studios. Welcome. A great hour it promises to be. Larry Pratt's going to be here, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. He'll be calling in shortly. I think about 30 minutes away from now. Isn't that the schedule, Sean?
Yes.
Have Larry coming in at the bottom of this hour. In the meantime, if you were listening to the first hour of the program, we're going to dive right in. The reason we're in Orlando today is Rob and I attended a tremendous concealed carry expo event at the Gander Mountain Academy here in Lake Mary, Florida, just outside of Orlando, of course. And hundreds of you participated. It was very humbling, and I thank everyone involved, including the staff at Gander Mountain, the 35 vendors. Who all was there, Rob?
Glock was there. Remington was right. There.
Springfield was there.
Ruger. 511.
511 Tactical was there. Yeah, it was a cornucopia of CCW Expo products. It was a great thing. If you attended, you know who you are. Thank you. It was humbling. It was great to meet you. But more importantly was the opportunity to meet some of the best trainers in the world, one of them sitting right here to my right, Mr. Rob Pincus of ICE, the purveyor and creator of combat-focused shooting. And to have an opportunity to meet with Rob and to get into the simulators with him as a novice gun owner, if you were listening to the last hour, Rob was discussing the opportunity that a young lady had, who a recent gun owner, Glock 19, I believe, was her firearm of choice.
We were using one of the simulator guns, which is 17 size Glock.
A little bit larger.
She had a 19. Yeah.
So she was familiar with the grip of the gun. She has spent some time on the range, but she had an opportunity to get with you. And like many of you, millions of you, unfortunately, but we understand that. You know, I would say that the number is probably 95% of all gun owners, Rob. I hope I'm wrong with that, but I believe that a large majority of you who own a firearm tuck it away in a drawer, keep it in a safe, and say, I'm safe. I have a gun in my home. I feel safe. And you are safer. However, you have a responsibility to learn how to use that firearm and use it safely and responsibly. And you know what? It's flat out fun to do. So we had the opportunity, I had the opportunity to watch. I want to give you the opportunity, Rob, to just kind of recap very quickly. You went through a four-step process with a novice who had never experienced any level of professional training whatsoever, who at this point in time still does not have a concealed carry class. Time, like you driving down the road, time is an issue. Money is an issue, okay? I know what it's like to be down to my last 50 bones. And, you know, here you've got kids, you've got a family. You find the time. Here she has the time to come in and meet with you, and she had an opportunity to deal with one of the best in the world, and you walked her through what four steps very quickly?
Well, like anything else, we call a skill development cycle. You learn a skill, then you practice. You, in other words, you develop that skill, and then you get evaluated on your ability to apply the skill. So very quickly, what we did was use the 180-degree laser simulator and then the 300-degree scenario trainer at the Ganderman Academy to go through all three of those steps.
So the first step was teaching the basic fundamentals, which is what?
Right. We did kinesthetic alignment and sighted fire.
Okay. And you started off also with the grip,
So the kinesthetic alignment requires, and unlike sighted fire, because you can have a sloppy grip, you can have a horrible stance, you can have a horrible gun position extension.
All right, we lost Mark there. We're going to go back and get him. They were talking about training, and like I said, we're going to go ahead and get him connected. And he is not there. Anyway, this is the Armed American Radio Show. We just lost connection to Mark, and I'm trying to redial him. This is Shanto, his sidekick. And we'll have him back here in just a few minutes. Anyway, they were talking about training with Rob Pincus. And let me say we'll have him here shortly. Just a couple of seconds. Working on it right now. On America Radio. All right. Just start talking.
Okay.
Hey, George.
Hey, Shanto.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, good. You called in. Thank you.
Having a little technical difficulties. This is a live radio program.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
It always happens. It's one of those things. We normally don't have that happen.
It is. I think this is the first time we've actually lost the host, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the very first time we've lost a host in the last, 3-4 years?
A long time. Anyway, these guys having too much fun down there at this Gander Mountain event. I really wish I could have gone.
I wish I could have gone, too. I didn't get a chance to go either, so I know the feeling, my friend.
No, it would have been great. I was invited, but I just couldn't go. Next week, this coming weekend, me and Gun Doc from Crusader Weaponry, we're going to Masadi's Mag 40 class, doing some training with him, and then the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that lined up, I couldn't break away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope now, explain to me what he's going to be doing. What Asab's going to be doing?
Well, the Mag 40 class is a combination class of classroom, talking about the legal ramifications of the use of force. And then you've got also the range time, which is the application of the firearm in a defensive scenario and marksmanship under stress and time. So it's a very good class, and I recommend it highly. A little bit different than what Rob's doing. Rob's, you know, talking about these different scenarios using the simulators and stuff. A lot of fun, a lot more dynamic. You know, Masad Ayoub's got that old school classic training structure, which is great. But what Rob's doing is some really cutting edge stuff, and it's really impressive what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to train with either Rob or Moss?
I have not had a chance to train with either one of them, but I know me and Rob talked about doing it last year, earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And after I saw some of the stuff he was doing, I was like, yeah, I have to get in shape for this.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to get out. You've got to do it, you know, set aside some time, set aside some budget for it, because it'll really open your eyes. You know, you can watch training videos, and they're great. There's videos on YouTube that you can stream for free. There's the Panteo Productions. There's the ICE and the Defense Network guys, you know, Rob's other stuff that he does. a lot of good training, but you really have to get hands-on in a class on the range with an instructor to overcome, you know, little bad habits that you might not know you have. Like, I know I have a problem. I always put my thumb, because I've got kind of long thumbs, I've always put my thumb on the slide release lever. So the slide frequently will fail to lock back. And that's just something I know that I need to overcome. And I've had trainers point that out, and I'm a trainer myself, and I know I have that. It's a training scar, so, you know, I kind of operate around that. But if you don't know that you're doing that, you can, you know, think that there's a problem with the gun or the magazines. And I've talked to a lot of people that think that they have a problem with the gun. It turns out it's just a training issue. Also, you know, they think the gun keeps pointing to the left or hitting to the left, and they want to adjust the sights. And really, it's the placement of their, you know, finger on the trigger, things like that. You know, an instructor watching you shoot, or an NRA certified shooting coach, can look at you, watch you shoot, and be able to, you know, pick up these little errors. And you're not going to get that just shooting alone or with just, you know, casual friends plinking. So you got to get out and do some active live training.
Well, you know, that's why it's important to train, you know, with instructors and get everything out there. But this is the Armed American Radio Show. This is Chantel. We're going to try to connect back to Mark here right after the break. Looking forward to learning more. Got me and George Hill and Chantel right here on the Armed American Radio Show. Be right back.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, great guy, great friend of mine, great friend of the show, great friend of yours. Believe me when I tell you, Larry Pratt has got it going on. Sean, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
He's fun.
I like you.
He's fun, and with an election heating up, you're going to see more and more of Larry. We're going to be bringing him back to the show.
I want to see him and Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I know. Every time we mention Larry Pratt, you mentioned that Chris Matthews deal. That was absolutely brilliant. I had a great time with that.
Put him where he needs. See, we need more people like that over on that channel so we can school some people.
Well, you know what? News broke. Let's move quickly. First, Gander Mountain Academy, Lake Mary, Florida, one of our great sponsors, Gander Mountain Academy. Armed American Radio, in conjunction with Gander Mountain Academy, are sponsoring, co-sponsoring, if you will, the CCW, Concealed Carry Expo, at the Gander Mountain Academy flagship location in Lake Mary. That's Orlando, for all of you who might not be too familiar with the area. It's Orlando, September 22nd and 23rd. That's next week. Come down, hang out with me. Hang out with Rob Pincus, hang out with author, and just an all-around great guy. I'll have more about that later, but you hear him on the program. Author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals, Mr. Michael Martin will be there. Sean will be there.
And here's the thing. There's no excuse. If I can drive from Dallas, Texas to Florida, there's no excuse for me not to be able.
17 hours, I'm telling them. 17 hours. If Shanto can drive it, you can drive it. Come on down. I'm actually driving down, too. We're going to have a great time. And then we'll be broadcasting the show from News Talk 660 WORL, our great affiliate down there in Orlando, after the event closes out on Sunday. The guest lineup next week is huge. We've got all of the participants. We've got Billy Heeb and Chris Julek from Gander Mountain Academy. Rob Pincus will be there. Michael Martin will be there. We have the NRA. Stephanie Samford is coming in for the first half hour of the broadcast to give us some updates. We are going to get more political. It's that time of year. We have to do it. We are going to continue to beat this theme.
Yes.
Speaking of sponsors, this one I love, armslist.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. Take a listen to this. You hear me say this every week. Bloomberg hates them. That means you love them. Bloomberg just passed. Bloomberg's the health department in New York, stacked by Bloomberg himself, just passed the soda ban.
See, I'm telling you, if Fort Worth did or Dallas did that, I would pack my bags and move.
Well, it's the principle, but we discuss this all the time. Bloomberg can't stand armslist.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. I'm on the website right now from armslist.com. John Gibbon joins me right now. We've got some fun stuff to talk about, John. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Hey, any time, my friend. First of all, love the site, love and watching the thing grow. I'm on the Georgia site for armslist.com, and I want to point listeners in that direction, armslist.com. It's a beautiful thing. I clicked on Georgia after saying I was 18 years old or plus. Unfortunately, I'm over 18. Take a listen to what I'm looking at the site. Encore SS-223 pistol barrel, SIG 5.56, Glock 27, Rossi 357.
Caltech PMR-30. We just heard the spot from our great sponsor, Caltech, for the very gun, $795 here in Atlanta. Then in Columbus, Georgia, cities listed in alphabetical order, Glock 22, Gen 4, 40 cal with extras, Smith & Wesson, first edition, on and on and on. John, this is great stuff, man. I really appreciate you having the site up there for everybody.
Well, absolutely. That's what we're here to do.
All right, let's go to something near and dear to my heart and your heart. You and I had some off-air exchanges by email. Now, we're on the radio. We have to watch our tongue. Unfortunately, we're not on satellite. But I want your opinions on Google and what's going on over there, John.
Absolutely.
Can you bring listeners up to speed?
Before we go to that, everybody should, if you're on Armslist, at the very top, we have usually a link to our current contest that we're running. Right now, we're giving away a Saiga 12
yes.
this month. By the end of September. So if you're interested in the Saiga 12, it's a little bit of work. You got to earn some points. We don't. It's not a raffle style, but it is a pretty neat firearm straight from the Ishmash factory in Russia.
It is beautiful. I'm looking at it now, and I'm glad you brought me to that one first instead of last. The Saiga 12 giveaway, September promotion contest. This month, ArmsList is bringing one lucky winner, a Saiga 12 automatic combat shotgun straight from the Ishmash factory in Russia. That's a beautiful thing. Sign up now and get to work for your chance to own one of these exceptional weapons, and they are beautiful. They rewrote the book, I'm telling you. Okay, John, Google, what's going on, man?
Oh, well, you know, it's disgusting to see them defend the First Amendment so much, except occasionally when China forces their hand. But at least in the U.S., they defend the First Amendment, and they just absolutely show no respect for the Second Amendment.
What is it that they're doing particularly? I want you to tell listeners what it is exactly
they're
doing.
Okay, well, I've looked into it, and I think that I'd like to call everyone to point out the hypocrisy of Google. And I found a little exercise we can do. It's kind of fun, actually.
Let's do it.
So they're claiming that it's because they want to be family-friendly. So there's some other products, adult products, will not show up in their product search.
All right.
In addition to holsters, because we all know how offensive holsters are to children.
Oh, it's
and
about the kids, I know.
Yeah, if you type in brass knuckles, you can find all kind of brass knuckles on Google Shopping.
So what you're telling me, what's happening is they're restricting search results based on products that they don't like. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, they've said family-friendly, but I have a hard time seeing how brass knuckles are family-friendly and firearm holsters are not.
Well, quite frankly, you're talking to someone who thinks firearms are family-friendly because of the safety factor of keeping my children safe. They are the ultimate in family-friendly when
someone
can defend their life with it.
The only way I can see them, I can understand them not wanting to have actual firearms just because it is a more complicated transaction than other consumer goods.
John, are they actually restricting the results you see?
Go to Google, click shopping, and then type in 1911. You would think, oh, I'll find some stuff. And it says your search did not match any shopping results.
You know, and they're doing the same thing we've seen with email. We're watching this, or with ammunition, John. We're watching this very, very closely. And depending on the product, and you're right, I want to direct listeners to do this. Don't sit here, listen to Armed American Radio, and take my word for it. Don't take John's word for it. As he just said, go do it yourself. Go to Google. A lot of people don't even realize. They just stick a name up there, John, in the Google search bar. They don't realize over on the left because they're not paying attention. A lot of people don't pay attention. You can click shopping. You can click images and on down the line. Click the shopping tab after you enter the name in the search bar, and it will bring up everything for sale under the category that you bring up and under the various venues that you can purchase those products that are available on Google. Now, we also know, John, from a business standpoint, they are now restricting corporations who are in the firearms or what they consider weapons business from advertising their products.
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time.
It's absolutely brutal what's going on. Hey, John, armslist.com, believe it or not, we're already to the end of the segment. I want to thank you for coming on. Is there anything else people need to know about your website before we go to the break?
No, I think they know it. If you want to buy or sell a gun, go to armslist.com.
The net's largest free gun classified. You hear it here on Armed American Radio at every hour when we do the rejoiner. John Gibbon from ArmsList, you'll be on soon. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Ladies and
Thanks
gentlemen, you're
me.
Listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Head over to armslist.com. Get on the Saiga 12 giveaway at the contest. You'll see it at the top of the page. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Actually, this segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Radio Shack, sellers of radio equipment that works. Chantel, welcome back.
You know you're wrong, man.
Now, I have a problem here.
Yes.
Am I live or am I recorded right now?
No, you're live.
This is really me.
That's. I hope so, because if it's not, then we have a big problem.
I'm back now?
Yes, you're back now.
Can I talk?
You can talk.
Okay. Have all you radio geek guys got everything working, brother?
Let me tell you something. Something like that happens. It's very rare, but when it happens, it catches you off guard, and you're just trying to get everything going and keep things together.
Well, listen, I want to thank George Hill, the Mad Ogre,
yes,
because
definitely.
George Hill is listening on our affiliate KVEL in Vernal, Utah.
Yes, thank you.
And he's listening to the show, and he heard that live feed drop, and he immediately called you. So, George Hill, thank you very much for calling in and talking to Sean and working him through a difficult problem as you guys were trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Welcome back to – I think this is me again. Just keep reminding – pinch me once in a while. Let me know I'm not a recording, okay?
I definitely will.
Rob, are you there?
I believe I am here.
All right, is that really you or is that a recording?
I believe it's me.
It looks like you.
Thank you.
And I can see you talking and your voice is moving, so it doesn't look like one of those Spanish language channels. So I think we're real. All right, hold on. We're back. Okay. Well, as a result of that, we have to move the segment up. We have Larry Pratt on the phone, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. Sean, we'll talk about the your handling of the conversation when we come back and have some time in an open segment.
Works for
Let's,
me.
You know, it definitely will. Let's go to Larry Pratt, executive director of the Gun Owners of America. Larry, welcome to the show.
Nice to be with you on such an exciting evening.
Are you real or are you recorded right now? I want to know. This is really you?
Knock on wood, I'm real.
Yes, you are. Hey, let's go right to the meat of this because we have such short time, especially with that last segment there. But, Larry, this report on this attorney general, I'm going to literally turn it over to you and let you run. I'm disgusted, absolutely disgusted, and it almost makes me speechless, which is a problem when I talk on the radio. We have an attorney general and a report. Let me set this up very quickly. Scathing report of Operation Fast and Furious, and this man has the audacity to say, see, it wasn't me. If this were a private business, the board of directors would have fired any president of any corporation that made any product in America, and this man continues to wash his hands. What do you say?
Yes, I think you could characterize this report that came from the inspector general, who is in the Department of Justice, supposedly independent. The report struck me as a voice coming from within the hen house, actually uttered by the wolf, saying, nobody here but us chickens.
Well, where does this man, Larry, you're right. Do you see what I can't even...
Because let's give him the benefit of the doubt, because nothing has directly incriminated him in the inception of this program, although I would be prepared to believe that if documents came out. But that the point right now is, and you've already made the reference, he's the CEO of the Department of Justice. When it became clear that some horrible things had happened, some 400 Mexicans that we know of to date were murdered because people had guns that our government gave to them in the Sinaloa cartel.
Gave to them is the operative word, gave.
Absolutely. Well, they did sell them. You know, the stores sold them. But you know what I mean. The government knew they were going to bad guys, and that was the whole idea. They wanted them to go to the bad guys so that the crime rate would go up in Mexico, and as other documents that were put into the record earlier this year, made it clear, that was the whole purpose of Fast and Furious, was to try to change the dynamic of the gun control debate so that we now have the proof that these reckless gun owners are sprinkling guns all over the border, and poor Mexico has a problem because of these terrible gun owners. Well, it turns out it was our terrible government that was doing it. And so here, this guy he finally canned a couple just as the report was coming out last week. This week just ended. And they're sending over to consideration of criminal charges of Lanny Brewer, who lied like a rug when he testified before the House Oversight Committee.
Yes,
but
he did.
This only happened last week. What was it, Tuesday, Wednesday? Whenever this announcement was made, that's when the disposition of these gentlemen cases were explained. This should have happened, and other firings should have happened a long time ago. Instead, as the scandal was coming into public awareness, there were people getting promotions mm-hmm. or lateral transfers to Washington from field offices. So the opposite of what that CEO would have done if he realized that he had a department head that was abysmally failing. No, nothing happened. And so for the attorney general to have known, we know he knew since the end of January, because that's when the thing broke. Mm-hmm. Came in. It was my pleasure to take the work that the bloggers did, Mike Vanderbo and David Kodria, and blab it on the Megyn Kelly's show on Fox. And then
yes,
CBS began a series with that magnificent investigative reporter, Cheryl Atkinson.
She did a great job. I was very impressed with that.
Very. In fact, I think she made CBS nervous because, of course, they like to consider the administration their buddies. But she did it anyway, in spite of being assigned on various occasions to watch the grass grow somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
She still was able to do a really amazing job. So this is now in the public. Let's assume that they were keeping poor Mr. Holder in the dark, these rogue folks out there in the field. Actually, we know that the thing was conceived of in Washington. We know that the only guy in the field that thought it was cool was a guy that had done about a year of boots on the ground, and the rest of the time he was a crat. He was, in management, right? Bill Newell, the head of the Phoenix office, that administered this scandal. So you really didn't have any, quote-unquote, real cops that were in favor of this. They were the ones saying, are you nuts? Somebody's going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
The very words of John Dodson, who put his career on the line to come forth publicly. So even though I don't think there should be an ATF, I think John Dodson ought to be probably the sheriff of some big county where his guts and skills can be used. But be that as it may, Holder did nothing. And by doing nothing, he essentially did, and for that matter, the president, did exactly what Richard Nixon did. It comes the point when you should have acted, when you should have fired those Watergate burglars, and you didn't,
right,
and you tried to cover it up, you got ownership at that point on.
Well, both of these men own this. There's no question about this. What this government is, what this administration is doing right now is asking you to swallow a very big, stupid pill. That's what they're asking us to do. The Attorney General of the United States of America, Larry, as you well know, is asking you to accept the fact that this operation, that how many people were scathed in this 14 that we know of so far, was going on.
That were involved in the management knowing about it?
Right.
I haven't stopped to count them up, but that doesn't sound like an implausible number at all.
I believe it was 14. I'll go back and check the facts, and we'll correct that if I'm wrong. But the fact of the matter is, the stupid pill that you're being asked to swallow, ladies and gentlemen, is that the head of the Department of Justice, Eric Withholder, knew nothing that was going on, that his management staff, let's look at this as a corporation, knew nothing about what was going on while he was sitting in the president's chair and reporting to the board of directors, in this case, the president.
Well, we would
and he got a pass. Larry, I need to ask you to hold on. Can you stay with me for a couple minutes after the break?
You betcha.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We are live today, 660 WORL, News Talk 660 in Orlando. We'll be back right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Car Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Car Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Mefford, host of The Janet Mefford Show. Every week, Mark Walters and Armed American Radio defend freedom by defending our right to keep and bear arms. Like you, I cherish my constitutionally recognized right to defend myself and my family. And that's why I fill my prescription for freedom right here every week on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
To the show. Do you remember this? Is it live or is it what, Shanto?
Memorex.
You remember. Is this Memorex?
No, this is live.
This is live. Keep reminding me that we're live. We are live in the News Talk 660 AM WORL studios here in Orlando. A great time. Thanks to the entire staff. In particular, Lou, thanks. The engineers were going crazy during that goofy segment. I appreciate everybody's help, Sean, including yours. But we'll have fun with you in the roundtable. When
sure
we can
let
our hair. Oh, we definitely will. When we can let our hair down. To those of you, very quickly before we go back to Larry, to those boneheads, you boneheads that continue to send me emails saying, you're so full of it, regarding the Google comments I made on air last week. You remember that, Sean? With the search, Google not returning searches.
Yep, I did it myself, same problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you boneheads who can't pay attention, don't go back and rewind it and listen to what I actually said. Let me spell it out for you. We're not talking about the actual search function. Hear me closely. We're referring to the shopping search function. Get it through your head. Quit sending me the emails. You are this week's bonehead of the week, all of you. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to tell you. Listen to what I said. Pay attention, okay? You might learn something. It's the shopping function. If you don't know how to use it, ask your son or daughter. They do. And get off the emails. Thanks very much. Larry Pratt, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. Well, let me just kind of wrap up that point that I was heading to. That in addition to having known since the end of January and the Attorney General did nothing, he was given reports throughout the preceding year briefing him on Fast and Furious, and he said, well, I didn't read those reports. Well, to not read a major development in a law enforcement tactic, let's not get into whether it was really good law enforcement. I just, you know, this was a major innovation. This was a big deal. And for him to say that he didn't read the reports, well, he should be fired for incompetence then. So choose whichever reason you want, but the fact that the president hasn't taken any action
right
by now means he owns this every bit as much as Richard Nixon owned what the burglars did, and I'm sure Nixon wasn't in on the planning of the burglary.
Larry, with the exception of Armed American Radio, an occasional story on Fox News, an occasional pop-up on Drudge Report in the mainstream media, when are we going to hear about this? Is this going to be a topic for the debates?
I think Romney would really help himself if he would ask the president, why didn't you take action sooner? Why didn't heads roll? Aren't 400 Mexicans and two U.S. agents enough to get somebody fired in your administration? That would be a question, even if they don't want to put that on the table, the people, the liberals that are running the debate, which Romney was, I think, very mistaken to agree to. But nevertheless, you've done enough of this yourself, I know, that you can always inject something, the transition being. But the really important point here is kaboom, and then right. Hit them with Fast and Furious.
Well, you know, the final point on Fast and Furious that I try to get out, and I want to try to phrase it this way and get your comments before we have to end the segment, and that is the gross incompetence. I want to point back, that's where I was going before we were interrupted by the break previously, is the gross incompetence, as you just mentioned, Larry, and have mentioned many times. The fact is that we all Americans know the incompetence. This is proof positive of the incompetence in the Department of Justice at the very top. What does that say about our president that he allows and continues to support this level at that level in his administration of that incompetence? You need to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Am I wrong, Larry?
I absolutely think that says it. By the way, before time runs out, let me just urge people to take advantage of our free alerts. You can go onto our website at gunowners.org and sign up for them. The people that were getting our alerts knew about Fast and Furious last January, last February, and on through the year. So gunowners.org. And then we'll also try to involve you as a citizen lobbyist. We almost always embed an email in those alerts so that you can take the appropriate action to put a little heat on your members of Congress.
Larry, gunowners.org. Thank you very much. I appreciate you hanging in there with me while we had some technical difficulty. We'll bring you back on at least two or three times before the election. This word needs to get out. It's vital. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America. Thank you again, sir. Appreciate all that you're doing. We'll have you back very soon. Gunowners.org. Gunowners.org. Go there, sign up, get the alerts, get involved. It's incumbent upon you to do that. Rob Pincus, welcome back. That's scary stuff, man.
It is. It's important. You know, the gun owner, as soon as you said that, Gun Owners of America, we really should have had Larry stay on to talk about what we're going to talk about next. I should have asked him his opinion on this topic. You want to set it up?
Which topic are we talking about? Are we live now?
I think so.
Oh, you want to talk about the car? Ooh.
I think it's time to talk about.
Can I name who this is?
I don't think it matters. I think what matters here is the question at hand that we've been discussing is everyone eligible to be a gun owner in America? Is everyone encouraged to be a shooter? Or do we only care about people like us?
I have to set this up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to go. You have Facebook. I know you have Facebook. You can admit it. You can say it. I go back to my cousin Vinny moment. It's okay. You can say it. They all know. Go ahead. They all know. If you haven't seen the movie, see the movie. If you haven't, wow. Anyway, see it for Marissa Tomei, for crying out loud.
Ooh, yes.
Excuse me. Well, let me set this up. Rob, can I have to give a little bit of background here. You were training.
I think you have 3 minutes. Make your background quick.
A very famous, can I say, national television star.
There you go.
All of you know who she is. Head over to the Armed American Radio page on Facebook during the break coming up. We're going to set this up, and we're going to go into the discussion. It has gotten quite lively, has it not?
Well, it has. Now, actually, what's nice is since we actually brought up the problem, I think, that was originally perceived by my girlfriend when she noticed that some of the comments that were posted under the picture were actually incredibly negative.
Right.
Because some gun owners apparently don't, you know, I get it. Like, I understand why some gun owners wouldn't be a fan of this person or her show or whatever it is. But irrelevant to the point of she came out shooting. She wanted to learn how to shoot. She had a great time learning how to shoot. And she was actually a great student, was on time, right, listened to the instructions, and became a great shot very quickly. And yet some people thought that the brilliant thing to do in a post that might be seen by, you know, her, right now she has 6 million people liking her Facebook page. I think right, that's more than every firearms instructor, every competitive shooter put together times 6, including, unfortunately, you and I,
that's
as firearms
right,
community personalities. And yet the 20-something-year-olds, the female 20-something-year-olds that we all say we would love to have come out shooting are going to be put off by the ignorant comments of some of our fellow gun owners.
I'm actually very surprised by the negativity of some of these comments because, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at it during the break if you can. Pull it up on your phone, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. You'll instantly recognize who we're talking about. You'll see Rob with a firearm. Teaching. It's what he does. Add your comment, read the post, get involved. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We are going to discuss some of those negative comments, are we not, when we come back here on Armed American Radio. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would do so. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, live from the News Talk 660 AM WORL studios in Orlando. And we will be back with Rob Pincus and the Roundtable, the crew, David Codrey and the Ogre, right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell the sweet by the clam and now, baby.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.